The enemy is taking away looted property from the areas of Kherson region temporarily captured by the Russian occupation forces, which were flooded due to the explosion at the dam of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant. This is stated in the 13th of June morning report by the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. In particular, empty trucks arrive at Ola Pristan under the guise of humanitarian aid, which Russian servicemen load with looted goods, household appliances, furniture, and other property, the report reads. At the same time, head of the Kherson Regional Military Administration Alexander Prokudin said that the water level on the right bank of the Dnipro River had dropped by almost 30 centimeters over the past day, as of the morning of Tuesday, the 13th of June. The eighth day of resistance to the water element and liquidation of the consequences of Russian terror. The trend of water level decline is maintained. As of this morning, the average water level is 2.70 meters, which is 27 centimeters less than last evening, Prokudin noted. According to operational data of the Kherson Regional Military Administration, 3,600 houses in 31 settlements remain flooded on the right bank of the Dnipro River. Yesterday, the bodies of two drowned people were found in Kherson. In total, it is currently known of 10 people killed due to the rising water level. Another 20 people have been injured, 40 are considered missing. The situation remains critical in the territory occupied by the Russians on the left bank of Kherson region. 17 settlements have been flooded there. 133 people have been saved. Bohdan Marushiak.